Ja, hallo. Hier ist Felicia Herrschaft, heute mit einer Universalsendung. Und in dieser Sendung gibt es ein Interview mit Jonathan Watkins von der Icon Gallery in Birmingham. Und dann im Anschluss ein Gespräch mit dem künstlerischen Leiter der Shanghai Biennale in Shanghai. Und damit fangen wir jetzt auch direkt an über diese über die Icon Gallery zu sprechen mit Jonathan Watkins.
Tell me how you became interested in art, because you studied, I think, philosophy.
I did, but I actually, before philosophy, I studied medicine.
Ah, okay.
And unusually, I was quite good at maths and science.
Yeah.
And, you know, there I was heading for a career as a doctor of some kind,
yeah.
And realized that, in fact, art and philosophy was more interesting.
Yeah.
More satisfying to me intellectually. And I didn't actually want it in a room dealing with people's physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched to art history and philosophy, not really knowing what was possible in the art world professionally.
Yeah.
Not really even knowing what a curator did.
Yeah.
But just liking the idea of art and artistic ways of expression, alternatives to something more conventional, probably more literary or verbal.
Yeah.
Quite like how art can very effectively, very efficiently communicate things, ideas and feelings. So that's, I guess, what really inspired me in the first place.
Oh, right. And now you are curator or director of the Icon Gallery in Birmingham.
Icon, yeah.
How is the situation there? Because it must be very exceptional to be curating in Birmingham with this multicultural situation.
It's a good situation, in fact.
Yeah.
I mean, Birmingham is the second largest city in the UK, so it's, I mean, you wouldn't call it a metropolis, but it is a city with a lot of resources, a rich cultural life. Arguably, it needs more visual art, and we're working hard to make that possible. In fact, we are beginning now the process that might lead to the establishment of a new Museum of Contemporary Art in Birmingham.
Yeah.
I mean, Icon's quite active, not just a container for exhibitions, temporary exhibitions, but we have a very vital program of off-site and public art.
Yeah.
And also we're lobbying for visual arts, as I mentioned, for this new museum.
Yeah.
It's a public institution, and in Germany you'd call it a Kunsthalle.
Ah.
Icon is.
Okay. And you have also a very wide educational program at the Icon.
Yeah, that's fundamental. I think because we're publicly funded, we're obliged to account for what we do.
Yeah.
And not just in terms of marketing, but also in education.
Ah.
I think being free, being a free venue, makes, I mean, we're obliged to be that. The fact that we're not privately owned, we need to communicate to people what contemporary art is all about.
Yeah. Okay. And when we met in Shanghai, you were also teaching at Shanghai University.
That's right.
And what was the topic for what you were doing there?
I was teaching in the Department of Arts Management
at
Shanghai University. So, I mean, like many universities now, there's a set of courses related to the kind of job that I have. I mean, the kind of course that wasn't available when I was studying. It's a good thing, I think, you know, that people are sort of brought up to understand how museums work, to become familiar with the machinery of museums and the whole business of making exhibitions.
Yeah.
And that's what that's all about. I mean, it's a very, very emerging industry in China. I mean, there are some museums, as you know, a lot of private galleries and some foundations, but nothing really like ICON or the Kunsthalles that we were referring to. And, I mean, arguably that's on the way, and the kind of people doing those courses are the ones who, well, hopefully will be managing the places.
Okay. Yeah, that's really something that is new, probably, in China. And Shanghai is really on the top of it, providing probably new steps in arts. Also, now with the Expo 2010, they will have a lot of new art centers.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's fascinating being there. I mean, as you probably felt too, you're at the beginning of a whole new chapter in Chinese history.
Yeah.
The business of art galleries like ICON, you know, counterparts in Germany. I mean, we have a quality which is all to do with independent thought and argument, debate, critical debate. That's really interesting. You know, as a possibility in China, not so easy there, because anything that has state support or is state controlled tends not to enjoy the cut and thrust of critical debate, not to the same extent. And watching that change will be interesting.
Yeah, and you were the curator of one of the curators of the Shanghai Biennale 2006.
That's right, I was.
Yeah.
Was, and that was at the Shanghai Art Museum, which is a government-controlled institution.
Yeah, and there was the framework was hyper-design.
Yes.
And design and imagination. And how was the venue for it?
It's okay. I mean, as I was saying before, I like exhibitions that are outgoing.
Yeah.
So you have a venue, particularly for a biennale, you know, a venue like a museum, but then you also have a program that exists beyond the walls of the dedicated art space. For all the reasons that we've just discussed, it was very difficult to make that happen in Shanghai.
Yeah.
The museum and the powers that support and control the museum were very reluctant for work to be shown outside the building.
Yeah.
It was as if the work would then be out of control. And so, I mean, I enjoyed the experience, but I mean, there was some tension, you know, between what was possible and I think what anybody would expect of a biennale. A biennale has to be engaging a city, I think, and more outgoing. And hopefully, as the years go by, that's what's going to happen. There.
Yeah. So I talked to Zhang Jin, who is also the curator of the Shanghai Biennale, or he's also, I think, the kind of director of the Shanghai Art Museum.
That's right.
And when I talked to him, he said that he influenced the participating artists very much. So that the artist did things that he wanted to have. And how is he ruling? In which way is he really ruling or doing these things?
It is more like that in China.
Yeah.
And we would tend to give artists the space within which to be free, engage in a conversation with them and play some kind of consultative role if necessary. You know, be the other side of a conversation and enjoy the journey that leads somewhere we don't know. But in China, that's not so frequent.
Yeah.
Very often, an exhibition in that in that culture is meant to illustrate some kind of point or some policy. It's not so easy to be free in a way that we are here in the West.
Sometimes it's hedonistic because of a lot of foreigners who really like this situation. And how do you deal with this kind of happiness?
Well, I deal with it by enjoying it, I suppose. There's a lot about the kind of happiness there that doesn't interest me very much. I mean, there is a sort of rampant new consumerism which makes a lot of people happy, not me so much. In fact, there's a kind of entrepreneurial capitalism in China, the like of which I've never seen anywhere else in the world. And how strange that should exist alongside, you know, what is still essentially communist ideology. I haven't thought so much about it, but undeniably, China is full of miserable people, and they are enjoying new things that maybe to us don't look so exciting at the same time.
Now at ICON, what are you right now doing there? What kind of exhibitions?
Well, we've just got an exhibition. I mean, speaking of communist ideologies, we actually have an exhibition of a Romanian artist, Victor Mann, who comes from Cluj, in fact, from Transylvania, which is rather an exciting fact. When you write that in press releases, it has a certain frisson. And it's an exhibition of painting mainly and sculpture. There's a certain sort of wistful fetishism in the work, a kind of magic that he invokes, which probably has more to do with a pre-communist culture. In fact, he makes that quite clear. You know, there's something quite sort of mysterious and folk-like in his aesthetic, and he goes back there. He doesn't dwell too much on the regime of Ceausescu and co.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a great show, definitely.
Yeah.
If you're in Birmingham, come and see it.
Yeah, great. I would love to. Okay, that was really nice that we had some little time to talk. And thank you very much for the talk.
Okay, it's a pleasure. And I hope we see each other again soon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was it really so long ago we were taking photographs of each other in our winter pageant clothes, skipping school, going home, running for shelter from a sudden thunderstorm, kissing raindrops on your nose? What part did I play making you the way you are? What more can I say to convince you it didn't have to go so far? May I ask where I live? The universe away now. I'll probably never see you again. I'm wondering where you went. Where did you go? What did you see? Do you ever think of me? I'm careful now. And all that time we spent.
Ja. Nach dem Gespräch mit Jonathan Watkins von der Icon Gallery, wir haben uns eben in Shanghai getroffen, auch dann im Rahmen der Ausstellung in Involved, sodass jeweils auch sehr viele Gespräche mit Künstlern und Kuratoren möglich gewesen sind. Und aus diesem Grund will ich jetzt auch noch das Interview mit Chang Qing spielen. Das ist auf Chinesisch-Englisch. Und es geht eben um seine Arbeit im Shanghai Art Museum und wie er die Biennale selbst versteht und wie er mit Künstlern zusammenarbeitet.
There are two parts of my work here. I'm the deputy chief of the museum. I
take responsibilities of many departments here, for example, the academic departments and the Shanghai Biennial Office. And the other parts of my work is the curator of Shanghai Biennial. I became the biennial curator from 1999 until now. I'm responsible for the management and the organization of the biennial.
And I saw now this biennial, this translocal motion, and I was really surprised about the a lot of Chinese artists were presenting works which I did not expect before in Germany. So it would be nice if you could say a little bit, how has the art scene changed, probably, and what is possible now to end here in China or in Shanghai, for example, that new expressions, new artistic expressions are coming up.
他说就是这次他看到了很多中国的艺术家在这个上海双年展里面，然后他作为那个德国人没有意识到有这么多中国的那个艺术家在这里，他就想问一下现在有没有就是在艺术界中国的艺术界有没有一些变化，或者说这是不是一个新的一个表达方式产生了在这个艺术界里面。他说一个德国人就是在这里没发现是很多中国的艺术，
他没有意识到。
有这么多中国艺那个艺术家来参展，是什么意思？就没意料到，就觉得太多了，是不是这意思？
也不是说觉得太多，他就是说他没有想到会有这么多。
没想到这么多，因为那个这里面有两个问题，一个呢就是说在中国办双年展啊，等于说那个时间不长。 我们这有那个设计年的历史，所以说呢，其实我们也想通过，就是说那个上海双年展这个平台，建立起来一个，就是让中国的艺术家了解世界艺术，让世界艺术也通过上海双年展了解中国艺术。所以说这样子呢，就是我们那个上海双年展的一个特点呢，就是说有一半是来自中国的，这样子。 在我们上海双年展的初步阶段，使得它还要功能就是来双方来了解，这是一个概念。第二一个呢，是等于说我们在做上海双年展的时候啊，这个主题快成快看呢，就是更加的去关注到就上海这座城市的一个人口迁移的变化。那么这样子呢，就是让中国艺术家能够那个比较理解的深刻一点来表达这个主题。
There are two points. The first that China is a new emergence, newcoming in this art scene because we don't have a very long history of the biennial. Mm-hmm. And to establish the platform of biennial is to make the world to get to know the China's artists and to make the Chinese artists to get to know the world. The world's art scene. Half of the artists are from China because we just want them to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And the other point that is that the translocal motion provide a possibility to make the Chinese artists have a profound understanding to the change of the urban. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Yeah. So some of the artists made research, so they were working in the city and they brought or worked out some new ideas about this city in relation to the past. And do you think was this also very important, or is this a new way of working in China, also how artists from China are working, that they do research?
他说就是说现在艺术家在这里做了一些研究，然后就是在这个城市里面工作做了一些研究，然后产生了一些新的想法。有些想法是有关于以前的，是不是在中国的艺术家也是这样子工作的？对于这种工作方式，在中国是不是也比较重要？就是这个研究。
这个我倒想起了，就是我们那个策展人团队当中有个叫德国的那个。 多塞多夫的 K21 的馆长叫朱丽叶，他对我们这次三个策展人的策展倾向做了一个评价，在开幕式上讲的。他说张琴啊，他说他的策展那个方式，他更注重于文献和纪实。那么他自己呢，他更注重于象征和隐喻。那么还有一个是汉克，是荷兰的策展人，他更注重于美学和哲学的一些思考。那么所以呢，我倒觉得那个朱烈这一个评价倒是蛮正确的。可能是我那个以前是学考古学历史出身，所以我会好像倾向于对上海这座城市的过去的一种迁移和人口变化感兴趣。所以呢，我有点影响艺术家创作的那个就是那个方向，有点对文献啊，对记者可能也是和我有关。
It reminds me of one of our curator, Julian Heinen. He once had a comment on the three of us, the three curators, and he said that I focus on the documentary, and Julian himself focus on the metaphor and the imagery, and Hank, another curator, will focus on the aesthetic philosophy. I agree with him. Because I am a history major in the university, so I will probably tend to influence the artist to think what I think in the history way, in the historical way.
So that's why you have this work in front of the building with the horses, for example, in relation to the race course that we're here. Is that a way of referring to the history? Or is that doing research of artists? Is that something new which has to do with how artists are working?
他说那就是像那个前面的那些马，他是不是说有一个有跟那个以前的赛马场有关，是一个 history 有关？Yes, it is in relation with the history.
所以呢，就是我想多讲一点，就是说那个现在我在看到有两种评论，一种是批评我张琴，一种赞扬我张琴的。我都告诉你们，批评我张琴的呢，你比如说那个台湾的黄兴建就在媒体上就告诉记者说，张琴作为一个策展人，他手把手的教我怎么做作品，他觉得就是张琴有作为策展人很霸道，就是要把张琴的那个快成快和理念要搞出来，一定要组织鲜明。那么这是一种批评的啊，我也接受的。第二种呢是表扬我的，表扬我是昨天我看了《新民晚报》，那个就有十二谈，就是有个艺术家是那宋国轩，他说呢就是说那个由于他们的家庭的原因，就是和上海有关系，是一个家庭史，所以呢正是张琴他说是一个优秀的那个一个策展人，所以。你不要忘记把那个拷给我，刻个盘拷给我。
好的。
然后呢，他说，由于我好像经常有点那个勾起他对家庭这历史的一个记忆，然后把他的爸爸这一代和爷爷这一代的那种和上海的关系啊，全部弄出来了。哎，他在文章当中他说我是一个好的策展人，有点表扬我的意思。哎。所以说呢，就是我觉得就是说什么叫策展人，其实就是个导演。因为为什么导演应该是和艺术家一样，就是要风格要鲜明的，我要表达春天，那么这个给所有的观众看到就是个春天，不应该是冬天的。所以我觉得无论是批评也好，那表演也好，但是这样子使得人家看到张琴的策展风格是鲜明的就可以了。
In fact, there are two kind of comments for and against. One is Huang Xinjian, the artist from Taiwan, said that Zhang Qing taught him what to do. Zhang Qing would like to impose everything, every ideas on him, so he didn't like Zhang Qing very much. But Zhang Qing accepted his idea. And the other artist, Sun Guojun from North Korea, from North Korea, she admires Zhang Qing because she says that Zhang Qing reminds him of his family history, his grandpa and his father. He would like to bring those memories into life.
Yeah.
So, two kinds of ideas. And Zhang Qing said that he wants to have his own style. He said that if I want to curate the Shanghai Biennial, I must have my own style. If I want to describe a spring, I won't describe a winter. That's what he said.
Okay. 中国人有句话叫那个打开自己的心扉，实事求是。所以我觉得我人过四十了，也是不惑了，所以我敢实事求是，把表扬我的、批评我的都告诉媒体。
There's an old saying in China: open one's heart and stick to the truth. So I would like to open my heart and stick to the truth. I would like to tell the press whether it is good or it is bad.Everything.
Okay, I have a friend. Another play is the work of Zhu Qian.
啊，能叫你到李仁省去写，叫到李啊李仁省去写，我等一下给他采访好一个，啊，就在门口省去写，在门口省，好好好。
朱哦，朱家。
朱家。
Ja, jetzt setzen wir das Gespräch fort mit Zhang Jing, dem künstlerischen Direktor der Shanghai Art Biennale.
To work from Chu Jia.
Yeah.
Chu Jia. I think it's a very ironic comment on the translocal motion, because it shows an airplane which is not starting. And but I think these ironic commentaries are not intended by you. Mm. There is something which is really made by the artists.
他是什么意思?
他说他有一些比较讽刺的反讽的一些评论, 就是关于他那个飞机, 但是他说不是针对你的那些评论,
他就问一下。这批评那个作家的评论。
Is that criticism?
No.
Towards?
No, it's a very humoristic intervention into this exhibition as well to show this work. So the question would be, is this part of his intention also to have these ironic commentaries?
Okay. 他就说，朱家那件作品，它是蛮幽默的一件好的作品摆在那边。他说，这是不是也有你的一些想法在里面？就是摆一件比较有讽刺意味的一些评论的一些作品。因为朱家这个作品呢，其实和心灵有关。
就是每一个人那个，比如说有些话是可表达出来的，有些话是好像不好意思表达出来的，但是他也是在的。然后呢，就是中国这个民族呢是比较内向的。其实那个许许多多那个当代艺术家，跟像朱家一样，他能够把中国的那个人的那种就是内心世界的那种快神快和的感受表达出来，那也是非常重要的。
朱家's work relates to the spirits, the inward feelings, because we Chinese tend to be very conservative, so Zhu Jia tends to express the feeling, and the inward feeling to everyone, to the people, to the outside world.
Yeah.
That one that was done last 2 years ago.
Can I ask
another question?
Okay. It's very
interesting.
没有，他没说。他什么意思？我想问一下，喜欢他们呀，因为我觉得是可有可无包括的意思。哦哦哦。哦，那我们也多问多好了。Do
you still have lots of questions?
No, two.
Yeah, it takes a little
bit. He started later, that's why he's still doing it.
那次那个早餐是把那个照片拆了。然后我等在这高头。He
wants to take a photo for.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, yeah, I like to take a photo as well. What I like to know, it's really interesting that you have in this Shanghai Biennale now artists from North Korea as well as from Taiwan. Mm. Is that something which is very easy to do now here in China to bring artists from these regions here?
他说，因为这个双年展有那个北朝鲜的人，还有台湾的人，就蛮有趣的啦。他说，是不是在中国，现在让他们过来参展会比较容易，或者还怎么样？现在在中国让他们参展容易吗？非常容易，因为现在那个台湾跟我们关系非常好，那个。
马英九啊，那和我们很友好。我们现在台湾跟我们那个来来往往的那个，就像走亲戚一样的。
Actually, Taiwan are in good terms with the mainland China, so it's relatively easy for us to invite those Taiwanese artists. Ma Ying-jeou, the leaders of Taiwan's Kuomintang Party, actually have lots of business with the mainland China. We two people get along with each other very well.
The reason that I'm now in Shanghai is that I'm invited to a conference. It's a celebration of the Communist Manifesto here in Shanghai. It's a 160 years manifesto and anniversary of the manifesto. And I don't know, does after 1994, after the talk of states of pain, a lot of energy and openness came into China, the spirit of capitalism somehow. And now, is there a new openness now again, in how China is changing, or Shanghai is in a special position that maybe it's interesting to reflect on this?
他说，他这次来上海就是因为他受到了一个邀请，是一个160周年的共产党宣言的一个纪念。然后他说，就是邓小平自从在1994年的时候讲了一个话，然后就中国就开始开放了。然后所以可能进来了一些很多资本主义的一些概念或其他什么。那是不是现在中国又更上一层楼，又开放了一个新的局面呢？还是怎么样？他想回顾一下。
我以那个在中国共产党历史上，就是毛泽东是建立了一个就是中国的一个政府和政权，是一个非常的伟大的伟人。然后对于中国人的一个寻找到自己的一种幸福生活，经济能够那个腾飞，这归功于另一个伟大的人物，就是邓小平。如果没邓小平，我们今天中国是没这么富强。所以也只有邓小平把我们从一个比较贫穷落后的这样一个国家变成一个逐步富裕起来的一个国家，所以这个功劳全部是邓小平。那么未来我想就是我们在面对21世纪，那我们的中国领导人一来也就是说那个务实，一来也就是说那个一切为了人民的幸福谋利益。所以呢，我想就不论是无论是资本主义的或者是社会主义的，我们可以在学术上进行讨论。我想在德国我也见到了许许多多对于马克思和共产主义讨论的知识分子，但这是在学术的层面上，而不是在政治。因此，无论是资本主义或者是社会主义，它九九归一，是不是能够为人民服务，让人民生活得更美好？
Doubtless that Mao established Mao Zedong, established the government and party, and it is due to Deng Xiaoping that we Chinese can pursue for the happiness and become wealthier than ever. It is Deng Xiaoping that leads us to.A better life, and in the new century, our government will actually do things for the people, for us. And in Germany, I see a lot of people that talk about Marx and communism in a very academic way. I think no matter it is for the capitalism or the communism, it is to.Which matters.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2010 is the expo in Shanghai, and do you prepare the Bayan as well to a specific subject in 2010?
他说，就是在2010年的世博会里面，上海双年展是不是也准备在那边里面做一个主题啊什么的？
对，应该是就是围绕着世博会要做个主题的。我想，那个上海，现在所有人都在奥运那个开幕和开得很成功的这一个一种好的形势下，就把所有的那个精力，乃至不仅仅上海。中国吧，所有的精力全部应该放到那个世博会，因为这个世博会对上海来讲，可以说是一个非常非常好的一个机会，展示上海的一个面貌。所以我想，就上海在中国来讲是大家羡慕的一个城市，然后能不能通过世博会让全世界来羡慕上海呢？那我想就是说，那个上海世博会和上海的双年展都会在2010年有一个良好的表现。
Yes. After the success of the Olympic, we decided to carry on to the expo to 2010, because I think the expo is a very good chance to show Shanghai, to show the world what China is going on here, and I think Shanghai is a very good city. For China, and I think Shanghai will be a better city for the world.
Is it the subject also the thematic issue for the next Bayan? How is it not here right now?
What do you mean?
The next scene, like now it's translocal motion. What is the next?
Ah, okay. 他说你现在知不知道那个就下一届双年展有什么主题呢？
我们还没考在商量。
Not yet. It's open to discussion.
但是有一点可以告诉你，一定是和世博会的主题有关的。
But it must be in relation to the expo.
就是从一个艺术的角度和艺术的那个一个视角来激活世博会的一个主题的一个内核，应该它是更加从艺术的一个方面来演绎，就是我们那个 Better City, Better Life。
I will perform a theme from the view of art to show the export, to show the better city, better life.
Yeah, thank you very much. 谢谢你。
康永。
China verstehen ist immer noch schwierig. auch nach vielen Gesprächen über Shanghai, über die Veränderungen, die gerade stattfinden, die enorme und rasante Veränderung, die sich sogar in einer Öffnung und weniger zensierten Form der Öffentlichkeit zeigt. Die Kommunistische Partei hat jetzt tatsächlich vor, eine Mittelschicht aufzubauen, die ist durch einen sozialistischen Kapitalismus inspiriert und eigentlich auch hervorgebracht, könnte man sagen. Manche nennen es sozialistische Globalisierung, aber das ist vielleicht zu kurz gegriffen. Es geht nicht darum, dass alle alles teilen, auch wenn das zur Kultur gehört, dort sich nicht nur zu teilen, sondern tatsächlich eine Kultur des Teilens und der Fröhlichkeit entwickelt zu haben. Und da dieses Thema tatsächlich so komplex ist, versuche ich, viele Materialien auf meine Webseite zu stellen. Und dort kann man dann auch die verschiedenen Interviews sich anhören und weitere Materialien und Texte sich anschauen. Ja, ich bedanke mich fürs Zuhören, auch bei den Gesprächspartnern von heute, Jonathan Watkins und Chang Ching aus Shanghai. Jonathan jetzt wieder in Birmingham in der Icon Gallery. Ja, und jetzt hier am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Felicia Herrschaft. Die Webseite, die ich meine, das ist fehe.org. Dort kann man sich diese Materialien anschauen. Okay, bis bald. Ciao.
可以吗？She ordered every dish that she said she liked.